This weekend and next, we're trying something new here at WUNC. We're calling it the Pop-Up Music Club. It's a kind of mobile performance adventure where we hit the road to hear from working North Carolina musicians up close and in their element. We'll hear them play impromptu gigs on their home turf. We'll hear the stories they tell in church and at the bar. And we'll hear how the culture of the places they call home shapes their music. This project is made possible in part by funding from the North Carolina Humanities Council, a statewide nonprofit and affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. To start the series, David Shulman takes us to a part of the state more famous for its history and fishing than for its music, Manteo, North Carolina.
Those lapping waves you hear are not a sound effect. We are at a weathered pier jutting into the water off of Roanoke Island. A short walk from here is where the Brits first tried and failed to settle the New World. This pier connects to a boardwalk that doubles as the backstage area for the Lost Colony production, Paul Green's outdoor drama that tells the story of that first English settlement. We're now headed stage right because I want you to meet a remarkable singer. His name is Tashambi Selby. Other musicians on Roanoke Island hope for big things from him. For now, though, he's working several jobs, including shifts as a bouncer and his job here as leader of the choir at the Lost Colony. Hey, Tashambi.
Hello, how are you?
So the stage here, we've got all these wooden pilings like from back in the day.
So right now we're here, we're on in house left, stage right. And right here, as you, if you look to your left, this is what we call Indian stage. My dressing room is right over here. I come up here and I walk out along with the rest of the choir members and we sing the prologue. This was the vision, this the fateless dream. Tread softly, softly now, these yellow stricken sands. And the basses go, this was a grill. I'm not a bass, I'm a tenor. Now we're gonna walk up the parapet. You can see the dolphins. Fish are always jumping.
Roanoke Sound, right?
Roanoke Sound, and you can actually see the Wright Brothers Monument on Roanoke Island is where, you know, I'm from. It will always be home. People here, we've gone through things together, we've experienced things. I remember my father, his voice, and all the times that we cut grass together, and just people who have been in my life. And this singing and all this work is my hammer, it is my tool, it is my catering, it is my lawn service business. One of the main goals I learned from my father is that always to have food in the freezer. So this is my ticket to always make sure that I can provide for my family and, like my dad loves to do, to really help anybody he could.
Tashambi's singing career began just a 7-minute drive from the stage of the Lost Colony in the historically black church where his late father was a deacon, Haven Creek Missionary Baptist Church. It's a modest brick building just off the main drag through Manteo, half a block from the Ace Hardware and the Pizza Hut.
This is the church that I grew up in and my family is from, that I really, the place that I've done the most singing in my life.
The church has been rebuilt a number of times through the years due to fire and hurricanes. The current structure has a glass door like a suburban bank. There's a peaceful grief counseling room, and muted sunlight streams into the sanctuary through tinted panes of glass. Behind the altar, there are tambourines, a small forest of mic stands, and a powerful PA system. This is a church that puts its heart and soul into its music.
Many memories here at the church. I, you know, basically grew up in the church with my dad being a deacon here. I remember one when I was a kid starting off singing, the first time I really wanted to sing, I wanted to be like the other little kids who were able to march in. We have a thing that we used to do here is we would proceed as we came in to the sanctuary and everyone would rise and the choir would sing their song and then we would come to the altar and say a prayer and then we would proceed to the choir box. And I just thought that was so cool that they got to wear those robes and they got to sit up there without their parents and just they, like they were having so much fun singing their songs and moving and clapping. And I just thought that is what I want to do. So that's how I got started singing.
Jesus King.
When I told people around Manteo that we were thinking of featuring Tshombe as part of WUNC's pop-up music club, there was at times a moment of reverent silence, even an involuntary gasp. He's just got a voice that moves people in the town. And it's not just the church matriarchs, one of whom we'll meet in a moment, but whether you're talking with the music teacher at Manteo High or a banker who plays bass in a wedding band, people here just believe in Tshombe's dreams of what he might become. They share in his hopes for a wider stage for his talents. For now, though, he's running the PA and accompanying himself on the electronic keyboard at Haven Creek Missionary Baptist Church. Tshombe, while you settle in there at your keyboard, I also wanted to introduce another guest we have with us, Barbara Garrity Blake. She's from a bit farther south in Gloucester, but she's known up and down the Carolina coast as a scholar and a sage of coastal living. Thanks a ton for joining us, Barbara.
I'm happy to be here. The sage is new, but I'll take that title.
All right, so I mean, here we are in the sanctuary of this church. Is there a gospel song you could sing for us that connects with the power of the ocean?
When I was a kid and we still sing this song now in the church, a very popular song, and everybody loves it when it gets sung, There's a Storm Out on the Ocean.
There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Oh, drift away, Lord, drift away, Lord. Oh, it will surely drift away. Drift away.
Tshombe.
Yes.
Seated in a pew near us, I see a big fan of yours.
Yes.
Mother Doris H. Creasy. Mm-hmm. I was talking with her earlier, and she told me that you had a bit of a family connection to the Pea Island Life-Saving Station, which has quite a history here. It was the only black life-saving station up and down the whole coast.
Exactly. Now, I'm not the historical authority on this, but my grandmother was a Meekins, and I believe that one of my relatives was a great swimmer, swimming the rope out there to wherever the boat was that was wrecked, and so that was his role, and that's who that person is.
Yeah, I just think it's a remarkable story that Richard Etheridge was a former slave and ended up being the keeper of that life-saving station. There was a horrible storm about 1896. Yep. Was it the wreck of the E.S. Newman? And I think that was your ancestor, Meekins, that swam the rope out to that ship. And they ended up, that crew saved every member of that wreck, including a three-year-old child. So it's just a remarkable story.
You know, these men did not, you know, they knew what color they were, but they weren't out there because they were African American. They were out there because they loved their country and they loved helping people, and they were just simply doing their job.
Well, I'm looking over at Mother Creasy right now. Is there any way I could coax the two of you to perhaps sing a little duet that connects to that Pea Island time?
I'm sure that something they would probably together? I'm sure the thought of Precious Lord Take My Hand as they were going out there. What do you think about that one?
Thomas A. Dorsey?
Thomas A. Dorsey.
When was he born?
The song might have been written after that, after he was born, I think. What other song
do you think? I think Precious Lord is definitely a good song.
Yes.
All right.
Do you want to start?
Yes.
I'll follow you.
Thank you for joining us, Mother.
This is an example of how we do at church. Go ahead.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am to the in my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me on.
Thank you, Mother Creasy, and bravo to you both, as they say in the opera house.
Thank you.
And Tshombe, let me ask you, mm-hmm. you've got this range and agility mm-hmm. with your voice. And you have taken it quite beyond church singing mm-hmm. to actually singing opera. So can you tell me a little bit about how you made that connection?
I went to Elizabeth City State University and studied with Professor Billy Hines. He was a choir director and also my voice teacher. I said, I want to sing this La Donna Mobile. I couldn't say it at that point because my Italian was terrible. I could barely read music. I said, I want to sing this song, La Donna Mobile. He would say, Tshombe, you got to know this music. You can't fool anybody. If you're going to try to sing this, you got to do it well. You're only as good as your last performance.
Would you sing us maybe a little bit of one of your favorite arias?
Yes. Let me just find it in this little book I have here. So this is La Donna Mobile from Rigoletto.
La donna immobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre una mobile, leggera d'ufficio, in pianto in riso, e menzognero. La donna immobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero.
Tshombe Selby, singing an aria from Verdi's Rigoletto
yes.
here at our WUNC Pop-Up Music Club. Barbara, earlier we were talking about this rescue of the E.S. Newman off the shore here in 1896, and that was it was the same year they did the premiere of La Bohème by Puccini in Italy. The Roanoke Island of the P Island life-saving crew and the Italy of Puccini, are those as worlds apart as they seem, or were they really closer?
I would say closer because, you know, just the raw emotion and the coastal communities here, whether it's the life-saving stations or the daily drama that unfolds at fish houses, it really is a daily, I don't want to say performance because it's real, but, you know, I guess the right word is drama.
It's a daily drama.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you did write a theatrical piece a few years ago called Fish House Opera. So is there something operatic about this traditional life on the Outer Banks?
Absolutely. The ups and downs and, you know, folks that have experienced true hardship have had a real hardscrabble life eking out an existence at the edge of the ocean here. The work songs, the sacred songs, all those expressions of life here is just, it's beautiful.
We're on Roanoke Island for this maiden voyage of the WUNC Pop-Up Music Club. It's something new we're trying, where we visit working musicians informally in the places that matter most to them. Roanoke Island is tucked between the barrier islands of the Outer Banks and the North Carolina mainland, and for most of the past four centuries, it's been an isolated place. Most everyone here worked the water. Nowadays, though, the economy is driven by vacationers, and the young people of Roanoke Island, like Tshombe Selby, grow up with one foot in the island's sandy soil and the other in the wider world. For Tshombe, that means dreaming of a career in grand opera. And we got talking about whether the Lost Colony is, in a sense, Roanoke Island's own homegrown opera.
Well, it's not only a sense, it's the truth. It is a show that has only ever been performed here on Roanoke Island at Fort Raleigh. There is evidence that where we actually perform is where the actual settlement was. So it is its own, literally, homegrown opera, or as we call it, a symphonic drama. We have this particular scene where the women were creating the fish nets for fishing. And the dialect and the dialogue that was spoken during that scene, you can probably go down to Wanchee's and listen at the local fish house right now as they're heading shrimp, or, you know, as the catch is coming in. And they're probably talking about some of the same topics as they were talking about then.
Would you sing us a bit of music from The Lost Colony, perhaps?
Sure. Here's one song, the little ditty that they always sang about Sir Walter Raleigh's ship. It goes, Sir Walter Raleigh's ship went to sailing on the sea, and her name it was the name of the Golden Trinity. As she sailed upon the lone and the lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea.
Let me ask you, Tshombe, you're working at the Lost Colony, mm-hmm. you're working here at the church, you're working as a bouncer, pulling in those skills from maybe your football days on the Manteo High School team.
Yeah, bartender.
Bartender.
Bus driver.
Bus driver. Yeah. So where do you hope to see yourself and to see your voice in 5 or 10 years?
The Bible says to speak those things as so they are, paraphrased. But every day, you know, if you want to be something, you say, you get up in the morning, you act like you're going to do it. If you want a job, you don't just sit at home. You got to put your shirt and tie on, or you got to do whatever it takes to get to that job. So right now I'm on the road to being an understudy, having an internship at a opera house, and then moving into being, you know, known in the opera community and having people call me up so that I can share my voice and share my story.
Well, it's come about time to pack up our gear and strike our modest sets here on this version of WNC's Pop-Up Music Club. I'm going to spell out your name in full so people can find you online without so much difficulty. It's Tshombeselby.
That's me. Thank you so much for having me. And it's been a privilege and an honor to have little old me to talk.
Little old you, the offensive lineman, Tshombe Selby.
Yes. That was in a former life. I'm now trying to make myself littler.
Well, I wonder, could you give us a song to take us out? Maybe something that you could sing, and maybe Barbara could join in on her guitar?
I think we've already got a little something that we want to do. Many people know this song and love this song, and it's a song that we sing at, people call them funerals, but we call them home-going services because we really believe that it is a time to rejoice, and it's called I'll Fly Away.
Whenever you're ready.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Tshombe Selby singing us out in our first edition of the WUNC Pop-Up Music Club with producer David Schulman. This project is made possible in part by funding from the North Carolina Humanities Council, a statewide nonprofit and affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Barbara Garrity Blake advised us on the project, and you also heard her there on guitar. You can find more on the Pop-Up Music Club at WUNC.org. Join us next week at this time when we're back on the Outer Banks to meet a guitarist who's made his living playing beach bars for 30 years.
You say we need to make it clear exactly where we go from here. Please forgive me if I take my time.